This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. 93.3 The Planet, the home of the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
I'm pretty sure if I lived to be 100 years old, I'd probably wish I would have died in my 80s.
9.
If you ever want me to tell you happy birthday on the radio, happy birthday. I hope this plays on your birthday.
Paige.
I guess being married doesn't really matter much anymore because I find that many married men are hitting on me now and I tell them that they should be ashamed of themselves.
Fat boy.
When I blow my nose, it's usually in a dark alley when nobody's looking.
The Rise Guys, mornings 5 till 10 on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too.
I should have talked sooner.
You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
Douche.
What you're about to hear is real. Real Facebook arguments. Screenshot, screen cap by you, the P1s. Send it anonymously, of course. Names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing.
Oh, yeah.
Scene one. Playing the role of Della. Ella, Ella, A, is Paige.
Yes.
Playing the role of Mitch, Jimmy Jack Jackie.
Hey, Mitch.
Playing the role of Reeky, freaking me. Playing the role of Skeeter, Fat Boy.
Skeeter!
And introducing Jeff Lewis Neal as Lil Trent.
Hi.
Lil Trent.
Lil Trent.
And action.
Now, I realize I'm going to probably lose some friends on here, but I've had it. Okay, so look. Peep this. Why is it that when mother blankers go shoot up a school, the news says we need to ban guns? When crazy people out there shooting is when I want to have access to my peace. I don't know about y'all, huh?
I like this. Hey, did you sell that bike yet or nah?
Nah, it's still on CL.
Yeah, but don't you think we need to worry about somebody's mental well-being before we all go allowing them to even buy guns?
Ricky, what kind of bike you looking for?
Well, you know, I'm thinking about like a Harley-Davidson lowrider-ass cruiser.
Okay, first of all, my FB page is not the motorcycle trading post. I like you both fine, but take it to your own pages or SMD. Look, Bella, I ain't talked to you in years since we left Blankview Church. So, hey, I didn't even know we were still friends on here. Ha! Yeah, there are crazy people out there for sure, but who determines who's too crazy to buy a gun?
Oh, my bad, Mitch.
What's SMD?
Sorry, this hits close to home for me. I always figure men who can't actual fight always want guns. LOL. I say ban all guns.
Now hold up, Della. IDK you, but I can fight and I stand up for the Second Amendment. That's a bull blank thing to say.
Whoa. Hashtag whoa. You know, Della, they ought to ban processed foods too, right?
What do you mean?
Processed foods. You're 28 more times likely to die from obesity than a gun. I see that on a meme. And consider you're twice the size of a normal woman, that's more than 50 times.
56.
What's SMD? Insane.
All right.
I'm silliness.
They said get off the pager, SMD.
Right.
Yeah.
That's where I went to college. Sure is.
Really?
SMD?
Yes. University. Scene two. Playing the role of David, freaking me. Playing the role of Susan, freaking nine.
Thank you.
Playing the role of Brickleberry.
Yes.
Got to anonymize it.
Just the name itself.
It's fabulous. And action.
posts a pic of her niece who is posing and smiling for the camera, looking extremely happy. This little beauty sang her heart out tonight, and so did all the other students in the performance.
I see that. While this was going on, was Steve there trying to BS people out of their money? That happened by chance?
Okay, wow, really? How about step the blank off for a second here? Okay, this post wasn't about my brother. It was about my niece. Don't ever do that on here again.
Yeah, really. Do you take pride in being a jackass, man?
No, not being a jackass, but I'm saying he owes me money. Me and the rest of the damn upstate.
Okay, so not trying to be a jackass means I'll just make a rude remark about him when my friend posts a picture of his daughter. Yeah, okay. Definitely not trying to be a jackass, are you? Thumbs up emoji.
Hey, look. I'm just wondering where the hell he is because he ain't taking my calls. Besides, he usually has his kids with him when he's lying and trying to get money, so I thought I'd start there.
Are you going to stop? Because you're about to get blocked.
Oh, okay. Wow. Sorry for just stating the facts, ma'am.
All right, look, jackass. Chris has a problem. Do you think he has pride in having a problem? Huh? I see you commenting on other posts like a dick when it's about him and his kids. You can't have a little decency and maybe message a family member of his so you can kind of figure out how to get in contact with him, huh? Instead of airing his dirty laundry on Facebook.
Okay, you know what? I wasn't going to retaliate, but here goes. This was a post about my niece, not my brother. You know, it's funny. David is the one that wants to get on here and talk blank about my brother and money. But I remember on more than one occasion, David trying to sleep with my brother's wife. Don't worry, David. You don't have to lie. I've seen all the texts you sent her. Winky face emoji. And didn't Terry Blankerson used to be your best friend? Didn't you get caught trying to screw his wife, too? Get the blank off my page.
None of this blank has anything to do with the money I'm owed. End scene.
Hey, all right.
Little Danny.
Oh, man. That's so good.
That was wonderful.
So good. All right. This one right here. You know, let me just say this. I'm break a leg, Jimmy. Break a leg. That's what they say on the stars of stage and screen. Break a leg, because
I'll do my damnedest.
You have an uphill battle with this dialogue because this person could not spell for crap.
Oh, yeah.
And nine is going to attempt to read it as it is written, okay?
I'm gonna do my best. Okay. This thing screwed up a lot. Give me just a sec. I want to thank the person who sent me screenshots of this nonsense we're about to get into.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Go get them, Jimmy.
He's on my Facebook fan page.
Oh yeah.
It was Jeff Lemons.
Jeff Lemons?
Yep, Jeff Lemons.
Yeah.
Lemons Neal?
No.
Jeff Lemons Neal. Okay. Scene 3. Playing the role of Fred will be 9.
Thank you.
Playing the role of Kreiger will be freaking me. And playing the role of Dyson will be Fat Boy.
Oh, Dyson.
Because he sucks.
And
time.
Action.
The following was posted to the Spartanburg County Yard Sale Group on Facebook. Fred says, I work on cards. Let me know what you net done. I work on card. There will be a 25 to 50 service call for me to come out and find out what the problem is. If you hire me to do the joss, then the service charge will be waxed once the john is done. Yes, I have experience, and I do have tools. Not looking for no smart ices to waste my time. Thanks, if the money is not paid in full when jog is done, that I will repo your cards until the loan of the job is paid. Thanks, you can call our techs.
Hey, how can you repo it if it ain't yours and you don't have papers? Just wondering.
He can't do that. That's not how mechanics lien works at all, you know? He can't keep a vehicle at a shop. It gives him no right to take it from your property. That would be theft even. Don't let him leaf you into a foolish situation. Damn it.
Kreiger, yeah, you can. I've been doing this 5 yards. If the bill is not paid, you can. Don't be putting your noise in my business.
No, Fred, no. You can't legally do that. Good luck with your whole 5 years experience, LOL.
Like I said, get off my page if you don't have no work for me and I don't have the time to fuss with you. We will settle this when you growed up. I don't have time for no K5 bull carp. Goodbye. Have a great day.
It's not your page.
Just leave me alone, okay, Stope?
Would y'all stop, Dan Kids? Fred be the better person. Don't reply.
All I did was give this man the real answer. My Lord, letting you know how the law works is not childish.
I will, Dyson, but I'm not a kid. That fat ace keeps doing the blank. I'm not no kid. I work every day and have my own shot to work with.
Oh, my Lord, this is kind of frustrating.
I got shot, bitch.
I do understand the work effort, though.
Y'all, Dyson, need something repo. I can't help you, LOL. I ain't scarred. Did some rip you off? All the thing you need is the VIN number. I got get it.
Insane.
All right, I got get it.
I got get it. Oh, Fred.
What the hell happened?
Your piece of work.
God bless America.
I love you.
But you know what the thing is? Like this is transcribed exactly as it was. And you know what the sad part of it is? I can read it.
You know what he's talking about.
I know
about.
Exactly what he's saying.
And I trust him to change out an alternator.
I mean, does spelling really matter if you can still read it and understand the intentions? I mean, my Lord. You know?
I don't think so.
I mean, almost. I mean, it's the difference between a pass and a puss, but still, what are words anyway?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. What you just heard was real. Real Facebook arguments. Statuses and such. Screenshot, screen cap by you, the P1s. Names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
That was... Facebook fussing.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
Hey, Maggie.
Hey.
Hey, what's up with you?
Oh, my God. I need some help. Seriously.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
So my baby girl's a senior in high school right now, and we got, obviously, the spring break coming up.
You don't sound old enough to have a senior in high school. What's going on?
I do. I'm older than you think I am.
Wow. Well, I mean...
We'll just go with that. I'm not telling you my age.
Okay, that's fine. So you have your baby girl's, that's your daughter. She's a senior in high school. Okay.
She is. So anyway, she and the girls want to go on a big trip. So us moms have decided that we're going to take them to Cancun for a week.
Jesus Christmas.
Wow.
Wow, you must be
getting some good chocolate.
Well, they're good girls. Yeah. Listen, my daughter's a very good student. She's makes straight A's. She's going to go to UNC for volleyball.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, I'm real proud of her. Good kid. Now, the other weekend, the girls were over at the house, and I overheard them talking about tattoos. And they were, like, Googling celebrities with tattoos and looking on Pinterest at different designs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so, now, my daughter is 18.
Yeah.
And a good kid, but they seem to think that they're going to get tattoos over spring break. And the way that they're justifying this permanent ink on their bodies is by saying that they're going to be in inconspicuous places where nobody can see and that they're all going to get just little crosses. And
little crosses.
Of course, I just busted out laughing when they told me because it makes me nervous as hell.
Well, yeah, but do you think that they say like they want to get crosses because then they're like trying to say, oh, Mom, you don't want to make me not show my love for the Lord or something, right? They kind of use it against you a little bit.
A little bit, yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. But listen, I don't have any problems with tattoos because me and my husband both have tattoos from college.
Yeah.
We won't talk about what those are.
Ooh, where
are
they at?
No. I said we won't talk.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyway, the problem is that I know if our girl has a tattoo placed on her body while she's on my watch, my husband will most likely leave me, and I am very serious.
Oh, you don't
about
mean that.
Oh, she's gonna get an octopus.
Oh,
on her
I
breath.
Do.
He's
I'm
that bad
so
about it?
Serious.
How do you feel about it? Like, take him, take your husband out of just for a moment. How do you feel about her getting, a small little tattoo somewhere?
I'm okay with it, to be honest with you. I don't think it's a big deal. A little bitty cross, you know. I mean, it's going to be like an inch or two. You know, it's not going to be big.
You wouldn't allow her to get barbed wire on her forehead like Post Malone.
No.
Not going to do that.
What about a portrait of Post Malone as a full back piece? Would that be okay?
What about that?
Oh, come on now.
Steve-O giving thumbs up on her back, you know, something like that.
What about Karl Malone's face?
Any of that stuff.
No, I would murder her.
Now, she's 18, though, but...
She is still living under my roof.
That's exactly what I was going to say. You're a parent for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I verified you. You're verified now as a parent.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. But let me ask you something real quick. Aside from that, yeah. let me be selfish. Is it getting any easier? Mm-hmm. Like, I got a freshman now as a daughter. Is it get tougher for me?
Or is going to get tougher.
Ah! I knew it. Oprah was right. Her book.
Yep.
I didn't read it.
So when did providing a house become, you know, living under the roof? Like, if she pays rent, she can get the tattoo then, right?
She ain't paying any rent. She's a senior in high school, right? Or is she?
No, she's not paying rent. No. God.
Yeah. Don't be telling her. Here's my, of course. Yeah.
Well, I don't know here. This is my problem. I don't know if it's going to be better for me to ask for forgiveness from my husband or ask for permission. I'm scared that my husband's going to be a dick about it all. Well, and I just... Yeah.
So you have a history of doing those things when things don't go? Oh, okay.
He's a man.
But you said earlier, you said, and I'm serious about this, I think he would leave. I'm whispering like he might be listening. You said, I think he might really leave me if we come back and she's got a tattoo. You don't really think that, though.
He would threaten it.
He's just going to lose it.
He's going to talk blanks. Oh, he's going to talk some blanks.
He's going to be mad, and then it'll all just... You know, it'll all just go away.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it is, though, the word you use there is permission. I don't think you ever have to ask your better half or your husband or permission. You'll ask for permission. You maybe tell them how you feel and ask how they feel about it, but you don't say, can I do this?
Yeah, you talk about it, but it isn't permission in that same sense, no.
But I'll tell you, as a father, now I'm cool. I got tattoos all over, and I told my kid the day she's 18, I'll take her. I mean, I don't feel, I'm very, very cool with tattoos. But I think that having now made this call to us, and then if y'all go to the first week or spring break or whatever it is, and come back with it, and then word gets back to him, it's premeditated. You know what I mean? If y'all just went down there and, we were just at the tattoo place and she wanted one deal, so I told her she could have it. That's one thing. Now you're saying, I don't know if I should ask him or just beg for permission afterwards. It's premeditated now.
Yeah.
You got to talk about it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she is 18, anyway. So technically she can do it herself.
She can.
Yeah, but let's say she went to a spring break with the other moms, which... how many total girls are going?
Five.
All the moms going too?
Yep.
You got to worry about the moms more than you do the girls. You get a bunch of moms. Are y'all soccer moms or whatever? Like the subdivision moms where y'all just don't get out much? You're going to get on there and tie it on.
Yeah, and what if all of them go?
You're going to come back with the tattoos of it.
Yeah, and what if everybody does that and your husband had that qualifier, like, if somebody does this, I'm going to leave you. That's not good. I would just tell him, look, you know, let's sit her down before we go away on vacation and say, maybe you need to rethink this and go with dad to get your tattoo or whatever.
No, God, no. Don't send your, no. Something with the mom, this will be a great memory they'll have, but don't hide it from him.
No.
But I you got to sit down and say, look, Bill, I don't know what his name is, but Bill, look, she's a good student. She's 18, you know, blah, blah, blah. We both have them. What kind of, representation are we of that? Do as I say, not as I do kind of thing? Nah. Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to rebel against him and do it in spite of him. And that's why I'm saying communicate with him.
Yeah.
You know, have a family. Discuss this as a family.
You want to call him right now? We'll call him right now. We'll
call
him.
No, no, no.
You want to call the daughter and tell her no? You want to do that?
Yeah.
I want to do some drama today.
No, God, I don't want any more. That's why I'm calling. I don't want drama.
I know.
Get all five girls on?
It's kind of hard when you deal with other people to avoid it all the time.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have, you're going to run into differences of opinion.
You should save it for Moose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Save it for my mama.
That's what you're supposed to do. How about this? How about we're going to take some calls from some folks. I want you to listen because many of them are parents. Many of them are tattoos. Probably many of them have both. You know? And we'll get some advice from them, and you can listen on, because I know that it says here you got to be in work at 8:30, so if you can listen in, and then maybe we'll check back in with you.
That would be great.
See what happened. When is Easter and all that? Is that the end of the month or
first of April, right, because Good Friday is the last day of the month, I think.
Okay, yeah, so you got a couple weeks. All right, so we'll call you back in a few weeks, and happy early Easter.
Well, thank you. You too.
All right. Have a good morning.
You too.
All right. Is she in a controlling relationship?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Probably.
I've thought about getting that little cross tattoo. Yeah. I think they're really cute.
Yeah.
So I can see why the girls want to have that done. You know?
Uh-huh. Sure. I mean, it depends on perspective, though, because if you look at it sideways, it's an X.
They'll get them upside down.
1-800-774-0093. Let's go to... Do we have time for another?
Yeah, you can slide one in real quick.
Okay, we'll go to P1 Goth Chick from Pickens, who has some advice for our anonymous caller from Charlotte. Hey, Goth Chick.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was just calling in because I'm 20. I'm going to school right now to get all my certifications to become a tattoo artist. I've had some issues with my parents not agreeing with what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know, my mom's on my side. My dad's not. My stepdad's cool with it, whatever. Well, a couple years ago when I was 18, I was smoking cigarettes. Well, not the same kind of situation, but, you know, my mom was like, tell my dad, we can't get on to her about it. You know, we can try to help her get off of them. That's fine, but we can't really yell at her. I can't because that would make me a hypocrite.
Right.
Same kind of situation, you know. This mom, she needs to go to her husband and talk to him about it beforehand because, like you said, you don't want it to come up later and him be like, oh, well, you had this planned out and get mad about that. But she can be like, you know, we can't tell her she can't get a tattoo. She's 18. She pays for it herself. We have tattoos. That would make us hypocrites,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Same kind of situation, kind of explain it to him that way instead of, well, you know what, she's 18, she can do what she wants, because that's not going to go over well, I promise.
Goth Chick, how many tattoos do you have?
I have 4 right now. I've got an appointment to go get my 5th one next week. And like I said, my parents disagreed over that, too. My mom has tattoos. She's got 6, I think. My dad has none.
Damn.
Okay.
We need to change and your P1 name. You're too upbeat to P1, to be P1 Goth Girl.
Yeah, you sound so bubbly and happy.
Yeah. I mean, I just played a P1 Goth Girl. So, what's up, guys?
Guys.
What's up?
Got a bunch of tattoos. One's an octopus.
Hokey Nation.
Just said, hey.
Yeah.
Actually, you have an octopus tattoo.
You have an octopus tattoo, really?
I do.
Oh, that's great.
I know where it's at, too.
Look at that. Law of Attraction, fat boy. Speak it into existence. Goth Chick, have a good morning.
You too, thanks.
All right.
What?
Yeah. Look at there. You've been looking for a girl with an octopus tattoo. There you found
it. Dreams come true. Do it.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
We are having problems. Fat boy, you want to dial it from over there?
Yeah, I can try it from over here.
All right. We're going to dial it up from over there. See, this is what happens. Alexander Graham Bell, what was it, 200 years ago, he was in the next room, you know? What was it he called and said? Do you remember what he said on the first phone call?
I have no idea.
Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, okay.
Is there anybody?
No, I don't know what he said. I don't know what he said. I figured you'd know that of all people, Jim.
No.
See, this poor thing, she's already frazzled, worried to death, and then this happens with the news system.
Your call.
Oh, geez, Louise. This is the best. This is.
We didn't have to last time. All right.
All right. We're going to get it figured out. I promise you. Now, I know you're all sitting there and said, oh, boy, here we go again. Mm-mm.
No, this is going to work.
This is going to work.
This is going to work.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, can I speak with Trey, please?
Speaking.
Trey, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Good. My name is Dwayne Devane. I'm calling from the bank. Did anybody call you yet about this reservation with the contest?
What, you're calling from where?
My name's Dwayne Devane. I'm calling from the bank. Did anybody call you about winning the drawing?
No, sir.
Ah, jeez, I figure. They leave everything around here for me to do. I get sick and tired of this. I apologize for that.
It's all right. You kind of sound familiar.
Well, I do?
Yeah.
Who do I sound like? I get James Earl Jones a lot. Listen, they'll come to Iowa for reasons they can't even fathom. Does that sound like James Earl Jones?
Nah.
I've been waiting for you, Obi-Wan. Yeah.
Now, you ever heard of the Rise Guys?
No. What is that?
Okay, well, it's his radio show.
Okay. And, are they any good?
It's oh, man, they are pretty funny.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Let's get back to this deal, though. So, anyway, I'm calling from the bank. I don't know. I thought someone had called you about this, but you won the St. Patrick's Day contest, so congrats on that. It's the St. Pat's. Oh, boy, I cannot believe no one's called you yet. Jeez Louise, let me pull up all the paperwork for this. Okay, you and a guest of your choice won the bank St. Patrick's shenanigan and again and again. Ooh, yeah, baby, customer contest. So congratulations on that. I just got to get all these details out of this. Okay, Evil Chef Wario Batali, he's a Sugar Tit native. He was, of course, traveled to the countrysides of Seneca and returned with a acclaimed culinary sorcerer elevation. This guy takes the local seasonal ingredients of the Southeast with a combination of sass, pickling, and fermenting and turns it into a four-course meal that you'll never forget. Steak, lobster, chicken and dumplings, Brooks and Dunn, he can do it all. So you got that, you're registered, plus you're going to be, I got to get a date, and I also got to get an address. Plus you're registered for the Myrtle Beach thing, too. Of course, you don't know that because nobody called you yet, huh?
Yeah, you know what, it's so weird because I don't even remember registering for anything, but you know what, I'm fighting it. Yeah, I seem to be born with a horseshoe up my ass. I'm a pretty lucky guy.
Always.
You are such a douche.
Say what?
You heard me.
Hey, Trey.
Yeah.
Remember earlier when you said you sound like somebody?
Yeah.
Well, you was right. It's the Rise Guys, 93.3 The Planet.
I knew you sounded familiar.
Yeah, you shouldn't be laughing.
Why are you laughing?
You probably shouldn't be laughing. Because that's your girlfriend, Whitney. And Whitney, you want to go ahead and tell him about everything and what you found in the whole nine yards?
Yeah, you know what? I'm sorry. I just couldn't hold back. You know, I knew I wasn't supposed to say nothing, but I just couldn't. But, yeah, I'll be happy to do that. It's a... You know,
Trey,
you know,
she found the bra, okay? I know she's going to have a hard time getting this out. She found a bra that did not belong to her.
You know, and those Walmart bags of laundry you gave me, that was so sweet of you to do. But then, you know, I found this bright purple 40 triple D Fredericks of Hollywood bra. That's not mine. What was that doing in there? I knew who's filling that thing up.
Yeah, who could fill that bra?
Tell me right now. You know, it couldn't be me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you don't know what I'm talking about. You know that somebody in your house has worn the bright purple Fredericks of Hollywood 40 triple D. You know that's not me. I couldn't fill that bra with my boobs and two tacks of flour. Some hunk or she's got. I want to know who she is. It still wasn't me.
I don't know why you laughing.
What are you talking about?
This ain't funny.
I'm sorry.
What is wrong with you?
Listen. The only thing I can think of here is that maybe Mama came over and did some laundry here. You know, I think that's the brand she wears.
As your mom came over.
That's really lame because I've never met your mama. But you're going to say that about your mama? That she's just white trash. No, you wouldn't say that about your mama.
A lot of people don't think it's white trash. I'm going to stand up for the great brand of Fredericks of Hollywood.
No. What kind of son knows his mom's brand of bra anyway?
That's a good point, too.
I want to know that.
That's a good point, too. I know my mama well, and I can't fathom it, and nor have I ever thought about it.
Whatever Walmart has, I reckon, for mine.
Trey?
Oh, you're such a dumbass.
Trey? Did he hang up?
Yeah, he's gone.
Well, thanks for the notice, Jeff.
Oh, he's gone. I didn't know he was
gone.
I had no idea he was
gone.
What
I
New
tell
phones.
You? Yeah, there's something wrong with that boy. Well.
You didn't get anything out of him. You said, oh, man, I wish you hadn't. I mean, I understand you were all, like, worked up about it. But I wish you hadn't, like, jumped in on it because we could have got a name out of it and the whole thing.
I'm sorry.
Well, I know you're just...
I can't believe it's somebody as stupid as he is.
How old a woman is his mama got to be? I'm just curious. Ballpark?
I don't know. I never met. I guess she got to be in her, what, 50s, 60s? Got to be that old.
I'm just curious.
Why?
What do you think?
I was just curious.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I, she said she's a 34A that we're right. talking to now. Yeah. And I used to could do a thing where I could hear a woman's voice and guess, and I would have been way off with this one.
Oh, yeah. I would have been way off. That.
And you know what? Here's the other thing, Whitney. A lot of people, when you jumped the gun, you didn't even get a chance to do the whole the STD test thing.
Oh, dang it.
Oh, you know, you're right. But you know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to go get it done. Okay. I'm going to get it done.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to bill his ass.
Okay.
And if he doesn't pay me, I'll beat the hell out of his boat with a ball bat.
Okay. Nice. All right. Wow. So in other words, there will be some restitution of some kind.
Absolutely. If nothing else, I'll get my satisfaction.
God bless.
You go, girl.
All right. Hold on for us. We're going to take a little break. We have your phone number, actually. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Whitney, we'll check in with you here down the road or whatever and see how everything's going, okay?
Okay. Hey, thanks, Nat, for your help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I do declare.
Okay. I do declare.
Have a good morning.
You do the same. Thank you.
Well, he was about a dumbass, wasn't he?
Well, he was a douche. He got confused. Mama?
What were you trying to put together there, Jimmy? I saw the wheels were turning.
I was just thinking about what's going on there. His mom is like 70 or 80, then that probably ain't her bra. But if she's a younger woman, she's probably still getting it on. So,
see, I can't. I can't even tell how old she was that we just spoke with.
Yeah,
like
she didn't sound like she was 22 though.
No, no. And then you gotta, you know, it may be a May December thing. I couldn't tell his age at all.
No, because honestly, he sounded like he could have been maybe younger than her, but maybe not. He just said she said she didn't sound young to me,
right.
Like real young.
Also, a lot of women standing up for purple bras. I didn't know that was a thing either. I thought they were all white.
That's not
the thing. I'd be weirded out if I saw a woman wearing a plain white bra.
Yeah, that's you don't
what
see
my
that.
Mama would wear.
Really? A plain white one?
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of wires all over the back of it?
Well, white or nude?
Yeah, even then, it's usually a nude bra, or like flesh tone. It's never a white one.
Nude.
White one's just going to get, you know. Sweaty.
I like
stained
white.
Up.
White's pretty.
Does a certain color of bra kind of, like, in other words, if you wore a black bra, does that say you're looking for, you know?
No.
No, okay.
Whatever your mood is.
What does purple bra mean?
Means that makes you
congested.
Happy.
Oh, okay.
No, I love purple. That's my favorite color.
It's the royal bra.
That's right. It means royal.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Favorite
right.
color.
I just want to call up and say that your show is some kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.